Next, we have our regular history spot. Richard Matthew brings us his article on the man behind the famous Coleman's mustard brand.
As we all know, in the Middle Ages and beyond, the wealth and importance of Norwich as the second city of England after London was largely built on its textile industry, which was based on hand looms. But by the early 19th century, with the onset of the Industrial Revolution, the textile trade moved to the growing industrial cities in the north, where the production of textiles was mechanised. But we may forget that Norwich remained an important city of industry, as the boot and shoe trade replaced the textile trade, and new service industries such as banking and insurance arose, notably Norwich Union, of national and international renown, now known as Aviva. Many of the entrepreneurs who developed these businesses were drawn from the nonconformist churches, such as the Baptist or Congregationalist Church, or the Quakers. This was because, until late in the 19th century, they were refused entry to Oxford and Cambridge, which was the main route into the professions such as the law or teaching. And one notable Norfolk entrepreneur from a nonconformist background was Jeremiah James Coleman, who built the mustard business into an internationally famous brand. Jeremiah James was born in 1830 in Stoke Holy Cross, where his father, old Jeremiah, had set up as a miller at Stoke Mill on the river, milling flour and mustard seed, and later on starch. When his father died in 1854, Jeremiah James took over the business and moved it to a new factory at Carrow, close to the railway and the River Wensum. And by 1874, there were 1,500 workers, and by 1893, the company had over 2,000 employees. The firm had adopted the now instantly recognisable bright yellow packaging with the distinctive bull's head, and they gained a royal warrant from Queen Victoria. By the 1870s, Coleman's had its own marketing department. And when he was asked how he had made a fortune out of such a humble product, Jeremiah replied, "I make my money from the mustard that people throw away on the side of their plates." Jeremiah's strong religious convictions and progressive politics led to his belief that his workers should be treated decently, and he showed that this could be combined with a flourishing business. He married Caroline Cousins Hardy in 1856, and she gave her husband much support in his civic and parliamentary duties, and was the central figure behind all the welfare work for the employees of the company. Coleman's built a school for the children of their workers, which by 1870 was educating around 300 pupils. When the school opened, he wrote to each employee, "Remember the motto of your reading society, knowledge is power, power for advancement, power to be good and to do good, power to be happy and to cause happiness to others." There was a company dispensary with a doctor, and a nurse, Philippa Flowerday, was appointed as the first female industrial nurse in the country. Allotments and a clothing club were provided for employees, and housing for retired workers was built off Courton Road in Brackendale and at Trowles. In 1878, the county ground Lakenham was bought to become not only the focus of Carrow sport, but also home to Norfolk County Cricket Club. Annual tea and sports days were attended by more than 5,000 workers and their families. Coleman's even had their own fire brigade, which also helped the city firemen. Clubs, libraries, reading rooms and a canteen were provided. And Coleman's was one of the first companies to introduce paid holidays for workers. All this was over 50 years before the NHS and the post-war welfare state was established. Jeremiah's good works extended far beyond his business activities. He served as a Norwich City Councillor, becoming Sheriff and then Mayor in 1867. He was leader of the Liberal Party in the city, was elected as Liberal MP for Norwich in 1871, and held the seat for 24 years. He was a city and county magistrate, deputy lieutenant, and an alderman. He was also one of the founding members of Norwich YMCA in 1856, serving as its first treasurer and as president from 1860 until his death in 1898. The list of his civic activities seems endless. He also served as governor of Norwich School and as its chairman. He was a trustee of the municipal charities and vice chairman. He was a close friend of four times Prime Minister William Gladstone, who offered Coleman a baronetcy. Coleman declined the offer, saying, "Anything I can do to promote the principles I have always supported, I am glad to do, but I much prefer that it should be without the reward or rank a title is supposed to give." In 1870, he was closely involved with the successful launch of the Eastern Daily Press, a newspaper that is still going strong, and he fought for and won the fight to have a preservation order placed upon the city walls. He was also one of the leaders of a campaign to have all public buildings in Norwich being used for the public benefit. By 1886, it had been successful in securing both the castle and Blackfriars Hall for public use. He died in 1898, and more than 1,200 employees joined his funeral procession, which is perhaps the greatest indication of how important Jeremiah James Coleman was to so many people in 19th century Norwich. The company was taken over by Unilever in 1995, and the last mustard was made at Carrow in 2019, thus ending the legacy of Jeremiah Coleman and the close association of mustard with Norwich.